word of the Lord today and what he has to say to the church, in particular our youth, our young people. I'm so thankful to see my God sister in the house. Amen. I love that smile. That's Miss America right there. She's always been my Miss America ever since she was a little young girl. And I'm excited about what God is doing in her life. I mean, I'm excited because, good Lord, this young lady is going places. She's doing things that some of us will never do, you know, and she's doing it at the right time of her life. And that's so important. That's so important because who knows? She might not get an opportunity to do that when she's married and has children and all of those things. Come on, somebody. And to you young people, you need to take every advantage you have to do the things that you were born to do and not have to wait until you old to do them, because you can enjoy them better when you're young. You can do them longer when you're young. So, you know, God is really moving in her life, and she's a testimony to the body of Christ that God can do some wonderful things in young people. Amen. Amen. All right, if you have your Bibles, and we won't stand. I mean, it's usually my custom to stand for the reading of the word. But I'm sure you all respect the word on today and the God that sent me. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to read from the book of Matthew. And we're going to talk a little bit today about some things that I believe is pertinent in the body of Christ. Please share this message with anybody who you have in your life, those who may not be able to work or to come to church, or even those who may not even seem like they're interested in the church. Share this, because it's the word that moves upon the people to get them into the saving grace of God. It's the word that does the work. The Holy Spirit will brood over the word that is spoken, and yes. Who knows? He may cause the one that you didn't think would ever come to church to be right here next week, giving their life to Christ. So share the word that you hear. Don't just keep it to yourself. Amen. Amen. Matthew, the 21st chapter. I'm going to read from verses 12 through 16. Matthew 21. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified for those who are hearing the word. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Young people, you in the house? Yeah? You in the house? All right, make some noise or something. Let me know who I'm preaching to today. Amen. Amen. When I scan the audience today, I want to see y'all looking right back at me. With your heads held high and not in your cell phone. Amen. Amen. If you're looking at your cell phone, hopefully there's a scripture verse that you're looking at to confirm what I'm saying. We're going to do a little work today. Amen. Matthew 21, beginning in verse 12, it says, "And Jesus went into the temple, the whole temple enclosure, and drove out all who bought and sold in the sacred place. And he turned over the four-footed tables of the money changers and chairs of those who sold doves." I love God. God let us know I'm in it to win it. And if you're not doing it right, I'll turn your table over and throw your chairs at you to get your attention. I don't know about you, but I grew up in that type of environment. Anything would come across that room if you wasn't right. If it was a shoe or a belt or a hand or a fist or whatever. When God speaks, how many of you know you need to listen? Verse 13 said, "And he," Jesus, "said to them, the scripture says, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the porches in the courts of the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the boys and the girls and the youths and the maidens crying out in the porches and courts of the temple, 'Hosanna, oh, be propitious, graciously inclined to the Son of David,' they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus replied to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have provided perfect praise." Perfect praise. Back up in verse 12, he said, "And Jesus went to the temple, the whole enclosure, and drove out all who bought and sold in the secret place. And he turned over the four-footed tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who sold doves." Today, I want to talk to you young people about two principles. The first is sacrifice. I want to talk to you about sacrifice and what this word truly means. What it means to offer up sacrifices unto God. I think that's a very important subject. I want to deal with what sacrifices are, and I want to teach you today on how to offer up sacrifices. And the second thing that I want to deal with on today is I want to talk to you about God's temple, in particularly a place called the court of the Gentiles. This was a place where God either accepted or rejected your offering and your sacrifice. So those are the two things that I want to deal with today. And hopefully I want to dispel some of the notions that make people feel and believe that you can just bring, you know, anything, anyway, and in any condition to God and expect him to receive it. I want to get rid of that today, because there are some people who really believe that, you know, they're doing God a favor by offering him anything they want to bring him in any condition when they want to bring it to him and then expect him to receive it. Isn't that something? We live in a world where people just want to bring God anything anyway. And then they feel like they're doing him a favor. When the truth is, even though we no longer have to offer up burnt sacrifices to him like in the Old Testament, there is still a standard attached to the offering and what God expects from us. He expects some things from us, and you're not giving it to him the way he expects it. And because you're not giving it to him, young people, God's not obligated to accept it or to receive it. And he's rejecting some people's offerings right here today. There are some offerings still at the altar. There's some sacrifices still at the altar. And you think that he's not answering your prayers, or you think you're not being successful in the things that you desire, or you may even think that the word of God isn't true today. None of that is the truth. It just could be that God has not received your offering, because it's not in the condition he wants it. It may not even be what he wants, because everybody's offering is different. Because he received that offering you gave him last week don't mean he's looking for that same one this week. And you think you don't have to change? Maybe he's telling you, "I want you to bring this offering this week. I want you to sacrifice this week." And because you haven't done it the way he wants it, he's not obligated to receive it. It's going to be tough in here today. No, it ain't. It's going to be real good up in here today. Glory to God. You know, I'm not even talking about money. See, because whenever you talk about offering, right, people think it's money. But how many of you know there's more than one offering? It might not be money for you. You may give all the money in the world and he still not receive it as an offering, because he's not telling you to give him money. He's telling you to give time. He's telling you to get rid of your attitude. He's telling you to stop talking to people that way. It could be whatever it is. It's your offering that you're giving to him. But he don't have to receive it if you don't give it to him the way he desires. Am I preaching to anybody in here? Because I think this word applies to every last one of us. Because there's some things you're not willing to give up, willing to give to him, willing to throw away, willing to stop doing. And it could be in your offering. Come on, you ain't going to just receive anything any old way. You know, somebody say thank you. Do you receive it when you know it ain't from the heart? Because I said thank you. Well, you didn't mean it. How come I still feel the same way I did before you said it? Because you wasn't offering nothing to me. And I think we need to discuss this today, young people, especially. Because sometimes you think just because you're in church, you're doing God's a favor. He ain't receiving none of that. You just filling a seat. Okay, we're going to get into this thing. We're going to get into this thing. Sometimes things cost us. And let me tell you a secret to what an offering is and a sacrifice is, a sacrificial offering. And it's words to live by. I learned this long time ago, young people. And I'm going to teach it to you today. If there is anything that you're giving to God that does not cost you anything, then it's not an offering. It's not a sacrifice. I made a habit. This is me. I made a habit that whatever I give to God, gonna cost me something. And I mean, it ain't cheap. If it don't move me when I do it, I might as well keep it. If it don't take from me, then I still have it. Ooh, and I didn't give it. Anything that God requires costs you something. Because whether you believe it or not, he gave up everything for you and for me. Something he didn't have to do. So anytime God asks me for an offering or asks me to sacrifice, I make sure I go above what I would normally do. Because if it doesn't cost me anything, it's not a sacrifice. And so today I want to talk to you from this subject. The importance of acceptance. The importance of acceptance. Because a lot of times we put our emphasis in the giving part and what we give to God. And we neglect the most important part. Does he accept it? I said it before, I'll say it again. You wouldn't just take any old thing. So why do we expect God to? I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, again, it is you and I. I thank you for this opportunity that you have given to me for these few moments to feed your flock, to which the Holy Ghost, you have permission to speak. Speak to us, Lord, out of the volume of your book. Give us revelation, inspiration, illumination, and impartation that I may be a blessing to your holy word. I thank you for being God in the midst of your people. I thank you, God, that you said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Edify us today, God. Anoint us today. Exhort us today and inspire us today, God, to be doers of this word and not just hearers only. And in it, Father, I will give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Teach us your people, God. Here is our offering. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I asked God when I was preparing this message to give me